The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Jessica Patterson is the chair of the California Republican Party. Thank you for joining us.
Always great to be with you, Larry.
Well, you just completed the Republican convention. You were re-elected as chair once again. Life has to be good, but challenges ahead. Lots of things to do for the Republican Party. Give us an assessment of where things are.
You know, it really is. We've seen over the last 4 years some things that we're incredibly proud of, right? We've registered over 500,000 new Republicans in California, despite 700,000 people leaving our state. We've been able to pick up 5 congressional seats. And as you know, we hold a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives. So literally, California is the reason why we were able to fire Nancy Pelosi and get our fellow California Republican, Kevin McCarthy, elected as Speaker of the House. But there is a lot to look forward to. We have some opportunities that we saw in 2022, what I refer to as some unfinished business, where we can go out there, bring our message, make sure we have the resources, find the right candidates, and win some more seats here in California.
A statewide seat would be nice for Republicans. And, you know, Lonnie Chen looked like he had it going on, but even he fell short. What does it take for Republicans to get elected to a statewide office?
Well, I think clearly if you're looking at the two candidates for that controller's race, there was no question. Lonnie Chen was the best candidate, was the best person for that job. It is a tough uphill ballot battle with a 2-to-1 registration advantage that the Democrats have. So having the right candidates and the right message is important. But we also have two of the most expensive media markets in the state. And I think that for a Republican to win statewide, they're going to have at least $40 million that they're able to spend. You know, some consultants would say that the floor is actually $80 million. So it's going to take a lot of money and the right candidate. All of those stars have to line up. So, you know, we didn't get here overnight. We didn't expect to fix things overnight. So we're seeing these incremental changes, winning in more congressional seats. You know, picking up an assembly seat from a 10-year incumbent in Assemblyman Josh Hoover up in the Sacramento area, or winning an assembly seat by 85 votes like we did with Assemblyman Greg Wallace down in Palm Springs. These are the types of places where we think that we can grow, we think that we can build up our organization and continue to bring our message around the state.
If there is any criticism, it would be, wow, we need to register more Republicans. And you know that. It's tough to get the manpower, the on the streets, the message into our colleges, find the right people. Where are we on getting more Republicans signed up?
Yeah, well, the investment has been made, and actually we've seen that. You know, when I was first elected chair in February of 2019, we would have essentially been the third largest party in the state if declined the states had organized as their own party. But we rolled up our sleeves. We said we needed to get our message out there. We needed to start talking to voters. We started our bounty program back up with our county parties. We also built out our community engagement centers. We started with the first in the nation community engagement center in Little Saigon, in Michelle Park Field District. We added on 2 more, one in Congressman Mike Garcia's district and one in Congressman David Valadeo's district. Those are both focused on the Latino community. We're working with the National Party to open up a 4th community center up in Congressman John Tuorte's district, also focused on the Latino community. Showing up, engaging in places that had been typically ignored by our party over the years is that first step. And it's getting them to vote with us. When we have seats like Congressman John Duarte, where it's a 14.5% Democrat registration advantage, or Congressman David Valadeo, where it's a 17.5% Democrat registration advantage, we see that there are soft Democrats that are just looking for some change. And that first step is finding the candidates and delivering the right message to them. And the next step is registering them as Republicans. And that's the hard work that we're doing around our state.
One of the hot topics will be the presidential ticket this coming time around. And, you know, there could be a lot of different people running, but if it ends up being a Trump versus DeSantis race, I understand the Republican Party has already decided it's not going to endorse. Is that indeed correct?
We don't have. So our presidential primary in California, there's a lot of exciting things about this, but it is our only closed primary left. And I have always believed that the people should be making this decision, right? We have about 1,500 delegates that represent 5.2 million Republicans around our state. Now, in a top two world where, you know, it makes a difference for us to put our finger on the scale, you know, I think that, those are the places where we should be endorsing. But when we have a closed primary and the people have the opportunity to make the decision, I think it's best left in the people. And the exciting part for California Republicans, whether you're a delegate or just a registered Republican, is that we have an early primary, we have a delegate-rich state, and we are not a winner-take-all state. We are winner-take-all by congressional district. So we're going to see a lot of these Republican candidates for president that go around our state, not just here to fundraise like they usually do, but make the case in each one of these congressional districts why they are the best candidate to lead us into 2024 and to make sure that we take care of the disastrous Biden administration that we've seen over the last 2 years. And that's exciting for Republicans.
So the mechanics of it are designed to actually encourage the candidates to come to California, not write it off, because by being able to go congressional district by congressional district, they can cherry pick, pick up people here and there and have the numbers add up. It's not like they have to say, you know, California, forget that. We'll go everywhere else. This is actually encouraging our candidates from the Republican Party to come to the state.
Absolutely. And having an early primary means that we get to be one of those major decision makers. Texas and California both have their primary in that first Tuesday in March. And so we're going to be very, very early in the process. And I think that a lot of these candidates are still going to be battling it out following those early states.
So what are winning issues that Republicans need to get behind? And what are issues that Republicans need to stay away from? Has there been anything you can share strategy-wise? Because it's always a sensitive topic, you know, amongst Republicans when because they have so many friends who are not Republican. What do they need to talk up? What do they need to not talk about if they want to win people over to the party?
So I think that they need to focus on the issues that are most important to Californians, right? Why? What's the number one reason we see our friends and family leaving our state on almost a daily basis? It's the fact that it's become so unaffordable to live here. Our governor has made so many promises when it comes to housing. But then every single law that the legislature passes and he signs into law makes it more difficult to build houses and more expensive to build houses here. Right. So when you're talking about affordability, and this goes from everything from buying gas to buying groceries, we've seen the prices of eggs skyrocket. Our gasoline prices are going up yet again. And what is the governor's answer to that? Let's have a windfall tax. Let's tax gas some more. And so talking to California voters about those types of issues, talking to them about the safety within their community. We've seen the laws that California Democrats have passed in our state that have made our streets less safe, coming down on the side of criminals instead of the side of victims and the side of citizens. So talking about that, talking about the education system here in California, we are now 50th in the nation when it comes to literacy. Less than half of our students are reading at grade level. Less than a third are performing at grade level when it comes to math and science. By every single metric, California's public schools have absolutely failed our children. So when you talk about those are issues that matter to California voters, and those are the issues where they can see common sense solutions are necessary.
Now for a tough question. Some people say the Republican brand is a toxic brand. They'll suggest that it's tied to old viewpoints, maybe to racism. It's not, but they say it anyway. What do you say when somebody tries to make that argument?
I think that candidates matter, and it's incredibly important. You know, when we look at a race like our races in Georgia, you know, we won 8 out of our 9 state races in Georgia. So there's no Republican turnout problem there. There's no Republican brand problem there. In Arizona, the top vote getter was an individual who was running, a Republican who was running for treasurer. She got more votes than Mark Kelly. She got more votes than Hobbs. So it's not a Republican brand issue. It's not a Republican turnout issue. Here in California, you know, we saw some of these congressional districts that our controller candidate, Lonnie Chen, won. He won about 16 congressional districts. So that gives us the opportunity in 4 more districts where we saw swing voters. They didn't necessarily vote for our congressional candidate, but they were voting for Republicans at that Senate, at that controller level and at that governor's level as well. So, you know, we need to work on, you know, broadening our message and showing up in communities. But I think that we are on the way up, and I think that California is at a turning point.
And another tough question, donors, people who give, those who want to support an issue and get things better in California, some of them say they're pragmatic, that they figure, well, you know, California Republicans haven't won state office. I better donate to the, hold my nose and donate to the best Democrat. What do you say when people kind of pick their money support behind a candidate based on thinking Republicans can't win? That almost compounds the problem. You won't win.
Yeah, you know, our investors have been really quite amazing, and that's the reason why we've been able to pick up 5 congressional seats in the last 2 cycles. And so making sure that they have a product that they can believe in, and that's a big part of my job, right? Whether it's building our California Trailblazers program that helps candidates get elected at every single level of government, whether it's the school board or a city council race or our legislative members, having voter registration programs, having our engagement centers, having, you know, professionalized staff, all of these things are critical. And our investors want to make sure that they're getting a return on their investment. So the wins that we have on that congressional side are incredibly important when we're talking about this is what we need to do. And now we have seats that we have to protect, but we're going to go on the offense in some other ones too.
Last 30 seconds. How about Republicans that sit on their hands? That phrase where they just don't go to vote. Some people say that happened recently. What do you think?
Well, you know, we saw that in the recall. You know, there was over 2 million voters that voted for President Trump in 2020 that didn't show up to vote for the recall in 2021. And I say when you see a race like Greg Wallace in the Palm Springs area win by 85 votes, your vote matters. We also lost a seat by 13 votes in the Central Valley in David Shepard. Your vote mattered there. So let me tell you, we're doing everything that we can to make sure that our elections are safe and secure. But the only vote that doesn't count is the one that isn't cast, and your vote matters.
Right. Jessica Patterson, chair of the California Republican Party. We appreciate you being on them.
Great to be with you, Larry.
You've got some wins, and they're good stories to brag about.
And they can all join us at cagop.org.
Thank you much.
AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.